Today's shiur is sponsored by Moshe Davis, Zecher Nishmas Yaakov ben Avram Yosef, Zecher Nishmas Simcha Eliezer David ben Avashalom ben Yosef Chaim Shlita. Okay. First, to start out with a shaila, I'm sure no one even thought about it. A house. You have a thermostat. Keep the house warm. Why in there chashash of maybe you're going to turn it higher? You know, it's too hot. It's too cold in the house. So why in the chashash shemi chata? We're talking about for the last couple of weeks all about shemi chata. So why don't we say there's a gzera by house also? It's not trying to make a blech there. What are you going to put a blech over it? It's not trying to make a blech. So one second. Let me start. I didn't even start to see it. Okay. So what you have to do? You have to talk with it. You have to talk with it. So what you have to do is put a piece of paper on it. You know, cover with paper, or to put a case over it and lock it. Like we mentioned before, in other cases, you shouldn't forget. To turn it on, you shouldn't forget that by mistake, you'll make it higher. Another shaila, a radiator. People still remember radiators that have apartment houses. No, you don't remember anymore. Radiator. Also, maybe you have to do some talk with it since not trying to cover the black. So it should be talk with it. Or put a piece of paper on it to remind you. So the same halacha of Tzav Patik we spoke in the past. Do you need it here also or not? The Mechaber says in Siman Reish Nun Hei Sif Aleph, Ein Eisim Madura Me Eisim Somach Hashecha Achi Yotzes Vahem Ha'ar Din Yishet Ha'eshevus Adam Allah. You don't make a Madura. An old time used to make, even today sometimes make like, you have to warm up the house. They had a fireplace. They didn't have any heating system. They had a fireplace. So when you make a madura, close to night, you should make it in such a way that the flame burns by itself without any help, without adding any wood. It should burn by itself. And the Mishmur speaks out over there in Sifkan Aleph, that if he wants to be masik, if he wants to warm up a house, also the din is as long as it catches well. If not, then you need to talk with it. So it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that if you have a shear, have enough wood over there, some lechashecha, that the flame burns by itself, then even if it's not talk with it, it's okay. So vice says according to this, that today our tanurim have today all our runs on a thermostat, so daima to madura of a shalheves that goes by itself, they won't go to Isra Shia since it's made to warm up the house. So the Sefer Arches Shabbos in Perek Beis in Sif Lama Gimel Lama Dalet, he speaks, he brings out from Shlomo Zalman and from Eliashiv that the gzera of the Shemi Chata, you have to use a black and things that is only said only by Eichlin, not by Chimah Abayis, because they won't Geza, they won't Meko. And same thing Sefer Shvus Yitzchak in Cherebeis in Dinishia Perk Gimel Sefer Shvus Beis, he brings down Shom Zalman, there's no Gzera Shem Yichata by Chimah Abayis since it burns well, so in Mele there's no Issa of Shia, and in Mele you don't have to put, there's no black, you don't have to put any tzach patit, you don't have to do all these things that you normally do by in a Tana. Listen, let's finish. 1 second, I'm going to in a second. The Shvus Yitzchak speaks out further. He's Meister from Shlomo Zalman. However, someone knows himself. He knows himself by that he's if it gets too cold in the house, he'll forget. He knows that he'll, without thinking, he'll turn on the thermostat higher. It should make the house warmer. So that if he's such a type of person. So he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that if he's such a type of person that a phrase can play around the famous on Shabbos without thinking, then he has to make a siyog le'atzmai, he has to do it himself, and also to remember. So he should bake, he should do something, cover it with a plastic or something, that he should not come to play around with it on Shabbos. And Mechlal, he writes, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, by light switch. This is what you're asking, by light switch. Let me finish. By light switch. Even if he says, in the Gzeir Hashem Echata, the whole Gzeir Hashem Echata, you have a flame there, you might play around with it. But to turn it on and off, you don't find such a Gzeir. You don't find such a Gzeir. We won't go, we're not afraid to make a new flame. One thing, if you have a flame there, you might play around with it. But it's Choshish himself, that he's gonna go into a. Sometimes you walk into a den. Let's say someday you have a bathroom in the house, and you're putting light for Shabbos, and you're afraid, you're the type of person without thinking, middle of the night, whatever, you might turn on the switch. Then some person should put, should have, or should, today you can buy already the covering of switches, so you shouldn't come turn on Shabbos. So maybe in such a case would be the person should do something. Some siyog is afraid to turn on the light. It should not be madlik the Shabbos. Right.
What about a dimming switch on the light?
Yeah. Something else. If a person is afraid he's going to play around with it, then he should put something on it.
You said it's only the
cooling.
You just said it was by heat, but a light switch.
Probably the same thing also. If it's only by oichel, one is a light, only by oichel. If it's not oichel, and if you know you're not going to play around with it, it's okay. Some people say a dimmer is a little bit is worse. There are. And they shine. Hey, the place can speak out. It could be a light dimmer. Is the whole shine place can shine and they shine. Hey, by light dimmer. Some say Taki, you have to put a 1 second. Some hold. It's better because when you use a light dimmer, you have to think and you have to be mechaven to exactly how you want it. So you'll forget that. You'll remember that Shabbos. You won't forget then. That's what someone place can speak out. Okay. Next thing. We didn't discuss, we hardly discussed Inyan of Atmana. Any question?
What do you do now? I'm not seeing this. Baruch Hashem, but in the newer Havi goes under the clock. And you go from room to room, you're into energy and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's a serious problem, Marshall. The new Children's Memorial Hospital is a serious problem. Because you walk into a room, a light goes on. You walk out of the room, light goes off. You go into a bathroom. I'll get to that in a second. So 1 second. Yes, the question. Let me answer. Right. So you go into the bathroom. Light goes on. Light. It's an energy saver. You walk out. The light goes. It feels the heat of the body. You walk out. It goes off. Someone called me from a hotel in Asia. Yeah, he was there. Air Shabbos, and he realized that now they're building the all new hotels. At least in Asia, I don't know if they do in America, some of us can come to America also, the new hotels, what they do, when he goes into a room, the light goes on. He says, I can't go out of the room on Shabbos. What am I supposed to do? So I told him, say, hey, Shabbos, get yourself another hotel, and that's it. What are you supposed to do? If you want to walk out, you've got a problem. It's a serious problem.
What about a hospital?
A hospital is, if you're a patient there, so most of the lights today in the hospital, they are fluorescent, most of them are drabonans. So if someone's a chayla, he has to go to the washroom with Mako. Shabbos, you're a visitor there, then it's a more serious problem. Okay.
With the kid?
Huh?
With the kid?
Again, the same problem. It's a serious problem. Huh? I know someone's working on it now. I know a rav in the community is working, trying to work something out for the Fumi Yidin.
Same with air conditioning.
Huh?
Same with the air
conditioning also. Oi.
Oi.
Huh? What's the biggest nichlei? You want the light on?
Right.
The sigashe nichlei, I only mention the head of sigashe nichlei. I mentioned by lights. I mentioned Moshe. If you're walking down the street and you have the lights go on, you have people have these sensors. It's all over. It's all over now. You walk in Lincolnwood, just like that. So you have to be careful. So chatzchili, you try to walk around it if you can. If you can't, I want to ask this. To be so young, efficient, and to Bayashiv, and to Shlomo Zalman, I asked them. They all told me that since it's Psegresh L'Nichalei, because you don't care, you have the other lights around anyway, you can see anyway, so it's part of Psegresh L'Nichalei. Huh? No, I asked this to Shlomo Zalman, and I asked this to Soyan Kefisher, but Yashua didn't ask this to. I didn't ask him. don't know. It could be Zmachma.
Huh?
There is some side. First of all, the moon is out sometimes, so you see already. As long as you could see without it, then it's okay.
Security
cameras, they activate when you Security. It's also, that's a psychological It's a psychological Rabbanim. All right, let's get back to Bishul. Okay. We're talking about mud now. Are you allowed to warm up? I have a lot to say today. And I have, and at the end of the shiur, I have really important to say about blechs. Chedushim that probably you never heard before. All right. I want you to stay to the end. Huh? Too bad.
Now
is the
time to plug the website. Huh? Listen to the share on the website.
Yeah, All right. Interesting Shiloh. Let's say you want to warm up. I'll give a few examples. A baby bottle. You have milk, cold from the refrigerator, and a baby you only give to certain humans because for his stomach, whatever reason is, you want to warm a baby bottle on Shabbos. So the best way to warm it up, take hot water from a, let's say, a percolator, you fill up a dry keli, you fill up with water, and you stick the bottle in there. The question is, if I warm a baby bottle, let's say if the water, hot water goes above the bottle, and the bottle goes, let's say, until here. So the whole bottle is immersed in water. Completely. Is the Issat one or not? Or let's say I want to warm up some yogurt, or some leaven, or a baby jar. I stick it in water, and I boil hot water in the Krishani, and the water fills up, and it covers the whole bottle. Is the Issa Atmana or not? The Mechaber says, in Siman Reish Nun Ches Sif Aleph, Mutar L'Aniach Em Bayayim, Kol Kli Sheyesh Bay Dava Kar, Agav Kedei Chamash Ein Bay, Ketayim En Dava Amaisiv Hevel. The Mechaber says, you're allowed to put, before Shabbos, any Kli, any of course thing that has cold in it, on a hot Kedera, which is not Aleish, it's because not to the time in the Dava Amaisiv Hevel. You do have Shabbos. You know, it's even if you cover the Keli, or the kedera, you cover it with even with the gadim. The din is, and for sure it'd be ma'aser chaim, it's okay. And the reason is, since it's not al-eish, and the kedera kozman, and the kozman, it's a smite, it gets less of a pechus in the heat. So the mishmur speaks out. There's all talking if you do it before Shabbos. You put the cold thing on the pot before Shabbos. But to put it on Shabbos itself, under the garden, that shall warm up on Shabbos, even if it won't come to the day that you have Seledes by, and the Kedera, and it's not Mechus the garden, there's no Issa to put it on a car, only if it will come to the day Seledes by, like the Mechaber says in Shin Yudches Sifav. So the Mishbur speaks out in Sifkon Beis, according to this, it's usher to put a kli inside, which has mashka, cold mashka in there, and stick it into a pot of water that's full of water, that's going to cover from all sides. Even won't come to the Yatzlerz boy. Let's say it just takes out the chill. So it's there chatmana and tasa, because it's all tomu saichai. And the Sha'atim speaks out in Sifkat and Hay, this din is now adopted by Klishen, even by Klisheni also. In Emerson, in the Paiskim, look around the Paiskim, there's no nafkmini, Klishen, Klisheni, Klichamishi. Doesn't make a difference. As long as it takes off the chill, it is asa. Even because you know it doesn't go to get you a bishul, and not the Gedish of Haladus Chaim, and even all Kotla is Slezboy, it's Asa. This you said, Mishmur speaks out, Emet is a Taz, and Shin Yitches of Kanta Zayin, and also Shvisa Shabbos, and Bishol, and Siflam and Aleph, Chayadam, and Kal Beis, Ais Ches, and Achashuchen, here in Rishon Ches of Kant Gimel. So come to according to this, that to take a baby bottle, and stick it into hot water, that covers that mamish, the water covers the whole bottle, including everything, the whole bottle completely. In the water, if it's mechusa, lamala, there's Issa of Hatmana. One second. And also, the same thing, let's say, a baby jar. You take, put enough hot water in the, let's say, in the klisheni. A lot of people use it to use dine keli. So you dry it, and then you put in hot water in there, and then you stick the jar in there, and the water is above, the jar is completely immersed into the, in the water. Water comes above the baby jar. Or let's say you want to warm up cottage cheese, a lemon, a yogurt, anything you want to warm up, take out the chill, whatever it is, you're not allowed to do it. It's asa. Rice is a core, it's rice is core, it's asa. The Eli Rabbi asked the kasha. The Rabbi then Reshe Ches, the Sifkan Gimel, asked the kasha on the Taz. The Chaya, the Taz is talking Kineged, he said it's the Taz, he's talking King of Fusha Mechaba. The Chaba says, in Reish Nun Zayin, Sifhei. The Mechaba speaks out, Pina Atasho, the Shabbos, Mekteresh and Smashetecheres. I empty out a pot, a creation. I empty it out and pour into a second pot. You're allowed to put, there's no Esatmona. Mutalat, meaning with Dovashem, I said, Hevel. And the Mishbu speaks out there in Sifkan Chavches that we only ask the Satmona only in a creation. But if you didn't a cliche, there's no Esatmona. And according to this Chaba, Ramashi writes in the Tshuva, in the Gismashi, Chaim Chel Gal Sim Tzadikei, and same thing speaks out to Chazainish in Lamed Zayin, Sivkot Lamed Beis, and Kseis HaShulchan, Simen Ayin Al Zalvav, that you're allowed to fill the famous bowl. Let's say you have a lot of hot water in the percolator. You want to go upstairs to the bedroom. You don't want you want to drink a lot of tea. You have a bit cold, you want to drink a lot of tea. So you don't want up there, you want to run up back and forth to get from the percolator some hot water. So you do the fill the famous bowl. And you bring it up to your bed, you make hot tea, you put it in the famous bowl, and you bring it up to the bedroom, so you constantly can have tea. So you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do chatchila. That's what the Moshe writes in Shula, and that's what the Chazanish writes, and that's what Kseis HaShulchan writes. So, because it's not one of them klisheni. So how come over here, you mentioned by the baby bowl, the Mishbu says, you're not allowed to stick in hot water, it's a klisheni, you're not allowed to, l'chayt astira. This is what the Rabbi is. The Chayyot Tag saying Kenegel Fusha Mechaba. The Pimigadim and Aram Bayim Tzorchin. The Pimigadim and Simimation and Ches and Mishpah Yizor Sivkan Al Gizetar. There's no stira. Then Mishpah and Zion, we talked about famous battle, that's talking and doing his Man Meruba. You do it for a couple of hours. And his Kavon is not in Mishpah Hevel. Forget. After a while, it starts cooling off. You keep putting stuff in the thermos bowl, it'll keep it longer than you keep in a cup. But after a while, it cools off, it keeps on cooling off. That's the material like that. So that's why it's mutter. However, over here, you're doing it for Zman Moed. You want to have a baby bowl, you want to serve it to your baby right away. You want to have a hot yogurt, you want to have a hot lemon, you want to have a warm kashis. So you do it for right now. So you do it for Zman Moed, Zakta Pima Gadim, then there's the Issa, Atmana, because you're Mice of Hevel. So it comes out according to this. We hold there's Issat one of Krishani if you're doing for Zman Moed. So therefore, if you want to warm a baby bowl, the eighth is you don't cover completely with water. You know, we're talking about now when it's completely immersed in water. So what you do is you fill it, you don't fill up, part of the bowl sticks out of the, should be sticking out of the water. Now, some of the bowl sticks out of the water, then it's no problem. As long as this atmosphere is always covered completely, let me finish. When it's covered completely, when it's not covered completely, then there's no issa of hatmona. However, there's a chazainish. Chazainish is a big chiddush. Chazainish says in simin lamed zayin ice and sifkan lamed beis. He argues on everybody, and he holds the issa hatmona was never sent cliche, no matter what. If the food is completely cooked before Shabbos, there's no Issa Bishul, no Issa Atmana, there's nothing. And he says even further, Chazanish, he says, even Klirishon, you can make because the Kli is only making Masha B'Seichai, and we're only going there only if you're matman in a baguette. But if it's in a Kli, there's no Issa Atmana. It's a Das Yachet. However, the Chazanish is a Das Yachet, and we mentioned all the Achayim before him, they don't hold like that. We hold this is a Shach Issat Mona B'Klisheni if it's for Zman Mu'at. But what happens, let's say you have a bottle of milk. I'll give you a taste of the milk. We'll soon talk about yogurts and other foods. Let's say a bottle of milk. Usually a bottle of milk holds a baby bottle holds, let's say, 8 ounces, and you want to warm just 4 ounces of milk. So what happens if I put enough water in there that will be above the level of the 4 ounces of the milk, but the rest of the pot will be gully. It won't be covered by hot water. Is that it? That's why not. I think you understand what I'm saying. You know, it's the water, hot water goes above the level of the milk, but still part of the bottle, which it doesn't have any milk, is sticking out, is exposed. Okay? Is it, are you allowed to do that? Is there issa atzmona or not? The pimigadim, the steer in pimigadim. In pimigadim, in simulation and test, Mishpah Zah Sifkan Gimel, he says us over there. But in Reshon Gimel, Esha Avram, Yud Zayin, and Mishpah Zah Yud Gimel, he says Zmuta. So we don't know exactly what pimigadim holds. In the Sefer Marah Shabbos, from Cherek Beis, and Pnim Amar has, there's a letter from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Michtav Chav Gimel. I say, he says, sorry, he clears the Shaila. He says, any day, I don't know, I came in Machriya, I don't know. Unusual for Shlomo Zalman, but he says, I don't know, I came in Machriya, it's for all the Khan, it's for all the Khan, say by the Sochian. However, in the Sefer Marah Shabbos, Chelek Beis, Simon Zion, in Sifkan Samaches, there he quotes Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Soryanka Fisher, that's Merkel, there's no Isatmona. It's called Atmona the Mixes. Since part of the bottle is sticking out, even above the level of the milk, they hold that it's okay. And same thing, Ramesh said, Balpeh, there's no Isatmona. Isatmona is only when the whole bottle is covered with water, or the whole yogurt, everything is covered with water. But let's say if it doesn't cover completely, even though it's above the amount that's in the bottle, in the yogurt, or whatever it is, then still, there's no, it's called Atmona the Mixes, and it's Muta. On Shabbos, there's no Issa Atzmona. All
right. May I ask you a question?
Yes.
On
the subject.
What?
On the subject, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Right. About it,
yeah. Yeah?
Isn't the Issa Atzmona if the top of the cup is the food? If you, let's say, crock pot, right? The shayla would be if, or a pot. But if you have a lot of space in between, like you say, the bottle's only half full,
yeah.
So what's the difference if it's all covered? As long as there's air space, there should be no Issa Atzmona.
You mean a regular pot?
In a regular pot, there's no Issa Atzmona if there's a lot of, if there's air space.
Yeah. But even, let's say the pot is completely full, there's also no Atzmona. Even the pot is complete, it's full to the top. There's also no Atzmona. Derech Bishol, if it's Derech Bishol, there's no Issa Atzmona. Okay.
Even in the case of Atzmona, yeah. If it's not all the way, we say it's okay.
Right, yeah.
Right, so now here, if the bottle's only half full,
yeah.
So what difference does it make if I fill the whole pot, the whole bottle's in water, if in the bottle itself...
That doesn't matter, because that's Derech Atzmona. That's Derech Atzmona.
Can we still hold it
as
three
sheaves
is Atzmona?
Yeah, yes.
So
if it's Fizman Mu'ud.
It's because, even though does it have to be any bit of warmness, or could it be cool water frosting something inside?
I think if it's not yet slurred, but it should be a problem.
So if I would take cool water and defrost coffee with...
That would okay. Cool water is okay. It's only if it's warm. It has
but
some chamimis to it.
That's warming up the thing.
Doesn't matter, as long as quick hamishi could be still hot, the water could be hot. If the water cools off, gets room temperature, as if there's no problem. All right.
First?
Yeah.
Is the nipple of the bottle is above the water line?
That's part of the bottle.
So it's not a little bit as above.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Most cases not half of the plastic.
Huh?
Most cases not half of the plastic will float.
Well, it'll melt?
It'll
float, you mean?
Yeah, it'll never be totally submerged.
It's just pull it down.
It depends how much milk is in there, I guess.
No,
something.
No, it'll always float.
Plastic will always float.
It'll never be the milk. It'll always be at one level of the water.
Yeah?
Unless you push it down over
the... I don't think so.
I
remember when I had my small kids, we warmed the bottles, that's how we did it.
That could be.
Alright. Now we're talking about Shaila, I don't know what we've thought about. Ba'isat Mana. Can I take something wrapped in aluminum foil. Or in the time of Chazal, see, people even do it today. I saw someone that sells once by someone's house in that cell. It's they wrap certain foods, they wrap it in nylon. And they want, is the issa, if I put it inside a chalon, is the issa of atmana or not? Is the issa atmana? If it's completely in a shakua, no, it's completely in the food itself, in the chalon. So it's completely submerged in the chalon. It's negeya kishka, it's negeya kogo. Is the issa atmana or not? According to Chazonish, we mentioned before, that we say he holds there's no shiloh, because he holds that by kli there's no isatmana. It's only by the gadim. It's only by the gadim he says it's mana. So according to him, b'chol is no shiloh. It's always mutter. But we already mentioned in the past already that everyone disagrees. The chazanish is das yoch, and everyone disagrees that shaykh even by kli also to be isatmana. So what's the thing? Can I put kishka be submerged in a chalent or kugel? Be submerged in a lot, and you see all of everyone doing it. Are you allowed to do it or not? It's a machlokes apaiskim. There's a tshuva miches Yitzchak. In Cheder Chesim in Yudzayin, he says, if you mvasho kishka, and it's in, it's like this. If I have raw kishka, and I wrap it in silver foil, and I cook it, since that's derech, that's the way you cook it, there's no isatmana. But the kishka's already cooked already, or the kugel's already cooked already, and then afterwards you wrap it up in aluminum foil, and you put it inside, and you put it inside the kishka, you put it inside the pot, then it's tzasa. According to him, kishka bizman hazeh, since say kishka, most people buy it in the store already, let me finish. It's all cooked already. So according to Michas Yitzchak, today if I have kishka today, I have it wrapped in aluminum foil, or a kugel trapped in aluminum foil, the din is it's all cooked already, so I'm able to put it completely submerged in the chalon completely is asa. But according, even the Michas Yitzchak speaks out, but let's say if it's on the surface, it's not this part of it sticking out, or I have it on the surface, there's no isatmana. And the same thing speaks out in the Sefer Shmos Yitzchak, in Pechelik Beis, Perchav, and then the Ois Gimel, he quotes the same thing from Eliashiv, that it cannot be completely submerged into the chalon. If not, then Yehoda, isatmana on Shabbos. The same thing speaks out of Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosai in Perek Mem Beis in Sifkat Resh Mem Beis. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman and he says it's inside the Vepton in aluminum foil and Shakur completely into the Eichel. Then he pens. If the food, if liquid could get to it, then the reason why they have wrapped up most of it is because you don't want to get the mix with the rest of the chalon, then it's okay. But it's covered completely from all sides there in silver foil, then there's issa atmana on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. But if it's issa atmana. But it says, but if you want to keep it submerged in chalon because you feel it gets more, it tastes better and so on, so he says an issa. What you do is make some holes, poke some holes into the aluminum foil, so it may be chuba to the chalon, and it may be. This is all like one thing. There's no isatmana then. The isatmana is only when it's covered completely without any holes. But however, if you make poke holes into it, if it's shakur gami inside, but there's holes in it, then there's no isatmana. And the same thing speaks out in the Sefer Pnima Amor in Chelek Aleph in Michtav. There's a letter there from Yisoyan Kefisha in Eitz Chavav. They says also you should make the carbon gedolim, so like this it's all one piece together, there's no shayach atmana. But Lutzer, if you don't make holes in it, it's wrapped in aluminum foil, then according to Michas Yitzchak and according to Bayashiv and according to Shlomo Zalman Kodesh Shmir Shabbos Kechasai, he holds as the issa of atmana. It's also let me finish. Huh?
All kishka is wrapped now completely in plastic.
Yeah, but you yeah, but you take it out, no? Yeah? Alright, so you got a problem. Alright, those are Ashitas of Machmer. However, you're putting a Friday into a challenge. Friday into a challenge. On Friday, for Shabbos. On Friday for Shabbos. Okay. He says the word, this is in the Kabbalah Gedolim. That's what he writes. But Pasha Shonzayim will come Tana. As long as it's Zachim, it's okay. However, what? Is it? It's a two different issue. We're not talking about Bishu. We're talking now about Hatmana. Different issue. Has nothing to do with Bishu. Hatmana is a different issue. Okay? But it doesn't matter. Even if it's cooked away, it doesn't make a difference. However, the Shlomo Zalman printed another sefer called Tikkunim Aluyim. That's the second, third volume on the Shmir Shabbos Kachasai. There, Shlomo Zalman was Chayzer. And he says, even if you don't make holes, there's no less Hatmana. No, it's one line. There's no less Hatmana. The reason is, the Svarim, he says, I'm just showing my reason why he says Moshe, it's okay. Because since, the reason why most housewives or husbands who make the chalon and they put in the put a piece of kishka in there and they wrap it in a silver foil, they don't do it for purpose of it should get heat. They do it, the reason why it's wrapped in a silver foil because it should get mixed with the rest of the chalon. Because if you let it open, then it gets mixed up and then you have a piece of kishka. It's mixed together with the chalon and it's all mishmash. So Amela, it's derech bishul. Ina mecham for atzman at all. It's like too many eichlim. They are warming up together. In the Sefer, Mor Shabbos and Cherbeis, Pnim Amar, Michtab Chavdalet, Ois Ches, there's a letter from Shlomo Zalman. It says clearly that it's okay. That in a light, not like they wrote in the Shmir Shabbos Kachasai. And same thing, in the newly printed Shmir Shabbos that came out not long ago, in Perek Aleph, Sif Samazayin, and Sif Katan, Reshnun Dalet, he says clearly that's mutter. If it's wrapped completely, not like in the first print of Shmir Shabbos Kachasai, where he says in Pergamon Beis that's also. And the same thing, if you look in the Micha Shleima, Shal Chus Micha Shleima from Shlomo Zalman, in Cherek Beis, similar Amud Daled or Zayin, he says also that it's mutter to do the Chatchila, it's not Derech Bishol, and it's okay. You're allowed to. It's Derech Bishol, and therefore it's not Derech Hatmona, Derech Bishol, it's okay. And same thing I saw in Chuas and Hagas from Moshe Sternbach, normally he's machman and everything, but for some reason he's make over here. He says also that it's okay. In Chevek Al, Simulation Gimel, that he says it's okay. An egg?
An egg, whole egg, put it in the chalent.
Are you allowed to put egg in the chalent? The Svarim do it, you know? I once had, many years ago, I had a Svarishah boy in Tulsi Yeshiva. He asked me, he's in my Mishabbos, he asked me if I can always, I should put egg every Shabbos into the chalent. That's a Svarim doing, man. Even Ashkenazim? Yeah? Okay. Nothing wrong. It's cooked. You ready for it? When you cook the chalent, you ready to cook before Shabbos egg.
Yeah, but after Hatmona, the shell itself.
Nah, just Hatmona. No, that's okay. You know what? You know, the egg, if you peel the egg if on Shabbos, you see it's completely brown. So you see that everything, the coins of Shlom Zach, it's like the covenant there. It's okay. Yes?
If the swara of the foil, you don't want it to fall apart, can that swara apply when you put the foil on top of the chalent pot? If you don't wrap it in the foil, it's going to fall apart. You can't keep it there. So you're only wrapping it to keep it in place. If I take kugel, I put it on top of the chalent pot.
Yeah.
Right? So if I wrap it.
All right, we're going to get to that. I'm going to. We'll get to that. Give me a chance. You don't have to listen to the tape, that's all. Yeah. What? You don't have to make a hole. You can be make hole. What is the mush hold on this? There's a steering of his mushes. What is the other guy wrapping chalent, putting it into? Take a kishka or kugel and put it into a chalent pot. Let it be shakur. Let it be completely submerged into the chalent. What does he hold? In the Smaisha, in Rabbi Eide Sefer, in the Chashav's Bishul, Ois Memvav, and also reprint again in the Smaisha, in Cherek Dalet, Simenayin Dalet, Atzman Ois Gimel. He says, if you wrap something in aluminum foil, there's an Issa Atzmana. If you wrap something in aluminum foil, there's an Issa Atzmana. However, in Igus Moshe Chaim Chayakal of Sim Tzadikei, there he says, Torah is Kavona. His Kavona is to warm up the food. If you have Kavona to warm up the food, then it's Hatzmona. But if your Kavona is, you shouldn't get mixed up with the other Maicholim, then it's Mutter. So Chayim says himself. And Emerson, inside the Sefer, in Hilchos Shabbos from Rabbi Aida, in Bishul, in Sifkan Tov Tov Shin Tzadik Tes, he brings down that he heard from Moshe that he said, even on the Tshuva, there was Vaisos, there's always Hatmana. He said clearly, he said that if, like he, that there's a Chilik, he said, like it says in Nikos Moshe Chilik Aleph, that if you put the Eichel wrapped in Sulfur, you do it, should not dry up, or shouldn't get mixed up with other food, then it's mutter. But if you're doing it to Yishmer Chaimai, to keep the heat there, then this Hatmana. So it comes out at the end of the day, there's no steer, and your Moshe holds that also, if you're doing it, you shouldn't get mixed up with other food, then there's no Hatmana. And he says, if you do it, if Shavai Yisayev, then there's no Hatmana. So man, there's no more steer between the Chuvah and Yishmer Moshe. With this beer, what Moshe said, it is the kash of Shlomo Zalman Yisrael Moshe. If Shlomo Zalman in Micha Shleima, in Chayv Bey Simla Madalad, in Ice Zion, he asks the Ramosha, he says, I asked the Ramosha, the Chayah, in Chayv Dalad, the Chayah, you don't put the Kishka and the Kubla in there to keep the heat there, you're doing it because you don't want to get mixed up. But according to what we're saying right now, that's what Mamashu Ramosha says, in Chayv Galav. So in Meir, it's no Stira, it's no Bikasha, it's no Kasha on Ramosha. Ramosha writes also, and this is what, Rabbi Katz mentioned. He said, Igus Moshe in Hichas Bishul, Oitz Mem Zayin, and also quoted in Igus Moshe, Chaim Chel Dalad, in Simen Ayin Dalad, Atman Oitz Gimel, says that Oifen, that let's say you want a piece of kugel. You want up the piece of kugel. So you put on top of a chomel pot, piece of kugel, piece of chicken, you want to warm it up. So he says, if you want a warm piece of there, you want to keep to retain the heat. So there he says, you have to open it a little bit, so a meir should not be yisa atzmona. So that's what he speaks. So therefore, there shouldn't be, you have to, when you want to put a kugel, a piece of chicken on Shabbos, wrapped in lufah, you put it on top of a pot, which is mutter, yeah, and there's no liquid there, it's just double yavish. You allow to, you open it a little bit, so the heat should escape, so it should not be yisa atzmona. It's no different than making the kovim. And therefore, that will be okay then. So wants to be yisa all shittas. Once he machna and beyetz all shittas, putting kishka into the chalent, if you don't leave it on top of the chalent, you don't let it immerse completely, then he yetz even all shittas. However, like he yetz also Michas Yitzchak. Shem Zan we mentioned that he was chayza. But he yetz Michas Yitzchak. But someone wants to be mekel and let it be completely submerged in chalent, there's enough poskim that hold that's okay, you're allowed to do it. I saw one more thing. I saw in the Sefer Marashavis, Chere Gimel, in Panim Amor from Yisrael Yankov Fisher, he has a letter there from Yisrael Yankov Fisher that says that he holds that not if it's completely submerged in Shalom, you have to make holes in it. You have to make holes in it because according to him, this is Hatzmana. So Lishitasa, he writes, let's say you forgot to make holes in it and you put it into the Shalom and you on Shabbos you realize there's no holes in it. So he says, you're not allowed to make holes on Shabbos. Why? He says, called Kareya Amnasa Sakin. So to make holes in it, you have to make sure, if you want to be Machma, you want to say yes, and you want to be sufficiently shown, you want to be Machma, be Soyan Kafisha Michas Yitzchak. So what you have to do is make holes before Shabbos. To make holes on Shabbos, the Issa of Kareya Amnasa Sakin.
Without that not being
curated,
then you're fine.
Yeah, right. You don't.
You did the Yisra on Friday. How would making holes help you?
What?
You already did the Yisra on Friday by putting it in without holes. How would you fix it by making holes on Shabbos?
How would you fix it?
Yeah, what do you accomplish?
At least in Kala Haba. It's in Kala Haba, I guess. Right, I guess in Kala Haba. Right now, being over. So you want to save yourself from Yisra? Yeah, but now it's still doing Yisra. It's still happening now. Why not? There's no interview. If you want, you can say Khan Makilam. No, the heat around it, the heat around the silver foil is making that mona. Huh? This is special miyuchat purpose. It's wrapping itself.
Then why do you need the foil?
Yes, we did it, Kasha. How, every pot, when you cook on Shabbos, it should be a satmana. Keeps in the heat. That's derech bishul. This is doing something special here. Okay. One more lach on the gayat mana.
What?
Yeah, right, yes, yes.
Yeah,
okay, right. Yes.
This only applies to something that's fully cooked?
What are we talking? When all the halachas are talking, all the shurim we gave on Bishul is talking when Tavosha Kol Tzache. We're not discussing at all. If it's partially cooked, we're not discussing that at all. It's a whole shurim by itself, but since the minigas, everyone has any cook for Shabbos, we didn't even go into the halachas. I want to mention one more halacha on Atmana. One more halacha on Atmana. The Mechaber says, in Reish Nun Zayin, this Atmana is only when you're matan kelim. You wrap up a blanket to keep the heat in there. But let's say Hatmana Eichel v'Teich Eichel, for instance, and you want to warm it up. The Mechaber says in Shin Yud Ches Siv Dalet that sometimes with Vasha Kotzachai, you're allowed to take something that's raw, say a raw piece of chicken, cold piece of chicken, and put it into hot soup on Shabbos. Why this Hatmana? Because Eichel v'Teich Eichel is no issa. And the Mishmur speaks out in Sifkot Nami Gimel, even the Klevishin, boiling hot, say, but it's not all the Eish, no issa Chazara, you're allowed to put in. So let's say I want to take cold Klevach from the refrigerator. I want it to put into, take a pot off the flame, and I want to put Klevach in there before I serve it to the people. So I put Klevach into a boiling pot of hot soup on a Klevishin, Shleid Abi Eish. Then you're allowed to, or take a piece of cooked piece of chicken, and then you're allowed to put it into boiling hot soup on Shabbos, because there's no Isatmona. This Isatmona is only just wrapped, it's in the clear and so on. But here it's Eichel Teich Eichel, there's no Issa of Hatmona whatsoever. Even Seclusion, Shlogavesh. You don't have to be careful, if the chicken isn't cooked, it was baked, then you have to worry about Bishul HaChafia. You're putting it into hot soup, Bishul HaChafia, then you have to be careful, it should be Klishlishi. But if it's not, then you're allowed, if it's a something cooked, Eichel, Teich Eichel, they never ask you, it's a bishul. Another case. Alright, that's it, Fatmana. Let's say, have time for it, yeah, we'll have time, yeah. The, what would be a halacha like this? Let's go into a halacha of a blech. You have a blech covering the two burners. Usually most people have a stovetop. So you have two burners on one side, two on the other side. And most housewives, they keep around one burner. But they have a blech covering both burners. And they might have a blech covering other two burners, which it's not on. You don't really need one, but that's what people have. Most houses have like that. So you keep on one burner. But you have a blech covering both burners. And you have it coming down, covering the knobs also, like we mentioned in the past. Can I maneuver a pot on the blech? I have a blech. Can I move the pot? Let's say you want it. It's you afraid that the chon's getting cooked out. You have it on the blech. You're afraid it gets cooked out. The chon get burned. So I go to sleep Friday night. So I move it off the flame a little bit. Off the flame. So she can get cooked out. You wake up Shabbos morning. You see there's enough liquid in there. You push it to back on the flame. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? How much can you go back and forth? Is there issa whatsoever? There should not be shayla from chazara. Or let's say I had it on the flame before Shabbos. I want to move it off on Shabbos and then later move it back. What about the other way around? Let's say I didn't have it on the flame before Shabbos. I have it on part of the blech and I want to move it on Shabbos and I see there's a lot of water in there. I want the water to cook out, so I want to move it close to the flame. Before Shabbos it was on the blech, but it wasn't on the flame itself. Can I move it to the flame on Shabbos? Is the Issa Chazara or not? Are you allowed to do that or not? And of course we're talking in a case where the food is a Rosh HaKotzachai before Shabbos. Because not Rosh HaKotzachai, then certainly not to move at all. Because as you move it close to the flame, then it's Shabbos and Issa Bishol D'Oraisa. It's Machoikas and Shainim. The Bi'alocha in Shir Yechez Sif Kat and Dalet. Binda Machoikas and Shainim. Is it once in Rosh Hashanah and the story is a bishul and it says since the shayla deraisa yet the machla does not Rosh Hashanah, it's a bishul on Shabbos. So maybe we're talking only to Rosh Hashanah. But to explain this shayla, we have to explain what a blech is. What is that? We hold there are three places on a blech. Three places on a blech. One blech, part, we'll call it part A, B, and C, to understand it better. Part A is the blech which is Mamish al Eish. Part B is part of the blech which is Yatz Letters Boy, and it's Samach to the Eish, but it's not Mamish al Eish. But it's Yatz Letters, but the blech itself is Yatz Letters Boy. And then the third part of blech is, it's hot, it's warm, but it's now Yatz Letters Boy. Now, where's part C? That's called part C of blech. Now, it depends how high you keep the flame. The higher you keep the flame, the more the heat spreads, and it's less of part C. So it depends how high, how high you keep the flame. So questions, can I maneuver it around? There are three shitas of paiskim in this. In the Sefer Orach HaShabbos, Chelek Aleph, Perek Beis, Sifkon Kufta Zayin, he quotes from Nissen Karelis, that says, you know, if it was off before Shabbos, it was on part D, on part of Lech, that was Yatz Lech, but now Eish, you now are moving closer to the flame. You're now alter. That's what he quotes from Rav Nissen Karelis. It's not Mishad Dat Yochah, but he holds you're now alter. In other words, if it was there on part B, you want to move to part A while I give an Eish, since it's not the Eish itself, you're now to move it there. That's what he holds. The second Shita is the Shlomo Zalman quotes from the Shmei Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman. It's in Shmei Shabbos Perek Aleph Sif Chaf Beis and the Nupin Perek Aleph Sif Chaf Hei, and he says that if the blech he put a kedera on part B of the blech, which it was morning Yatz Leres Boy, but it's a place which is mocking Yatz Leres Boy, you're allowed to on Shabbos move it to part A, to part to Al Eish. And if you allow it to move it back and forth either way the whole time, from part A to B or B to A, you allow it, there's no issue chazar, it's mutar l'chatzchila to do it. You allow it to do l'chatzchila. And there's no shayla. And then something like that is vice versa for Mishnah Berurah also. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Nun Gimel, in Sifkon Samaches, he says there's two places on the blech. One is Al-Gav Eish, one Al-Gav Ashloi Gav Eish, but smoking out slides. Vice versa, there's two places on the blech. And maybe you allow it to move back and forth. That's what that's what Shlomo Zalman holds. That's what the quote from Shlomo Zalman. And that's what I says Mishbura Tzakda also. Rav Moshe is a third sheet. Rav Moshe in Hilchos Bishul in back of Rabbi Aida Sefer Ois Chav Gimel Ois Beis and Chav Dalet and also Pinto Nikos Moshe Chelek Dalet Simenai and Dalet Bishul Ois Alf Yudalf Yudbeis and Gimel, he says even if the kedera was on the blech, it was not Yatz Leres Boy, but still warm. In other words, the blech is part C. It's warm. It's not Yatz Leres Boy, but still warm. You touch it, you see it's warm. You're allowed to put a chatchila from part A or B to move it to part C. One second. It was on A or B. It was on C. You're allowed to move it to B. Either way, you're allowed to maneuver back and forth the chatchila. He holds it's mutter during Shabbos. It matter if it's on A, B before Shabbos. So now you want to move to C, or vice versa. If you're on C, you're allowed to move it back. There's no issue chazar, and you're allowed to move it back. All three places on the blech. And same thing by says in the court of Sefer Shvus Yitzchak. Same thing quotes from Yashiv. The same thing in Chelik Beis. Then the Perek Vav by says he holds the same thing also.
From C to A.
From C to A, right? Yeah. And he says further to Mechadish, and this is a Mechadish even further. If you remember, we spoke about Megis, you're now to stir on the flame. Okay? You're now to stir on part A. If you have something on the flame, you're now to Megis. You're now to take food out and so on. So Shaila is, if I move it to part B or part C, since it's stir out ish, because I'll move back and forth, can I take something out? So Moshe writes that you're allowed, only on part A, you're not allowed to take chunks out from the pot. But if you move it to part B, and certainly to part C, that you're allowed to take something from it, there's no issue. Why? Because you only this and make it a chumah b'yam to start off with. So we only machmir only on part A and not further. And same thing also, you want to add water to a cholin. Say a cholin's cooking out. So you want to add water to a cholin. So there are a number of ways of doing it. One way is you move in part B to part A, which is out of the flame, move to part B or C. You're pouring water from a chayim directly into the chalim, then you can move back to part A. It still has the halachas of the esh, but the gabi cool, certain coolers will make us not our gabi esh. We should take chant out or to add water. But on Maisa, you're allowed to maneuver it back and forth.
Huh?
You have to put some cushion.
You can't put it straight to while it's still on the ash.
On the ash, you can't. No, we won't spoke about it this year. You're not allowed to. It has to be part. It has to be direct. Either you hold it in the air or you move it to part B in the blech. Okay. So that's the third shita. Now there is in Igdus Moshe in Chelek Dalet. It would seem in Sim Samach Aleph there he says a little bit different. It's not yet. He says if it's smoking with part C, he says you now push back to part B or A. But the Maisa that says what we're saying till now, and your Moshe said that the Ikir is not what that Shuva. I don't think he wrote it. I think I know who wrote that Shuva. I don't think Moshe wrote that Shuva. But it was he held the Dina like what says in the back of Rabbi Ida Sefer that he holds the Dina. That the Ikir is, you're allowed to move apart A, B, and C back and forth. And I heard that from him also. Also, we mentioned of Shlomo Zalman is also not so poshut. Because in the Shmir Shabbos, in Perek Aleph, then the Sifkat Nir Aleph, he's in Lamed Tzchus, that even if you put a Cholom Pat on a Blech, on a Mokum, which is not Yat Lesboy, part C. If it was Daitai that he wants to move back to part A to part B, there's no problem. He says Imam Tzchus, because not Sivir Sivik, you're allowed to put it back. And same thing, he speaks out again in Shmir Shabbos, Mucheves, Perikal, then the Sifkan Chuf Kufchafei. Dave says Imam Tzchus. He doesn't say Mikra didn't seem to hold only A and B back and forth, but not C at all. But in the Sif Cotton in Kuf Yud Aleph in Sif Cotton in Kuf Yud Aleph or in the new one Kuf Kuf Hey, his Muhammad Tzchus, even if you use part C is okay. However, in the Tshuva Mincha Shleima in Chere Beis Sim Lamadal Ois Yud Beis, there he doesn't say Stam Lamad Tzchus, he says Ladina, he passes Ladina Mamash Lekha Moshe, that you're allowed to move it, you're allowed to use, if you have even if part C was not, it's not a Yatz Lerizboy, not like you wrote in Shmir Shabbos, but you're allowed to move it from one place to another place. You're allowed to move it, Lechatchila, you're allowed to move it, like a Moshe. One second. So it comes out, there's three shitas. If Nissan Karela told, you're not allowed to move from part B to part A, you're not allowed to. The shita of Mishnah Berura, there's only two places on the Blech. And if Shlomo Zalman Maskona, and according to Moshe, the three places on black, and you're allowed to move it any way you want, back and forth, and that's how I tell people that Dini allowed to do. Let me just finish one more thing, I'll take questions. What happens? You want to take something from the refrigerator. I want to take something from the refrigerator. Can I to put it on a part A or B? You're not allowed to. It's a chazara. What about, can I put it on part C? Can I put it on part C or not? Can I take something from the refrigerator and put on top of the black, but it's not yet Sledder's boy? Is there Issa to do that? Is there Issa Chazara or not? Huh? Double Yavish. Double Yavish. Or maybe even Double Lach. Doesn't make difference. It's not going to come to yet Sledder's boy. Even Double Lach also should be okay. Are you allowed to do that or not? Nope, this time you won't. Okay. So, I said 95% of the time you're right, but sometimes you can be wrong. Alright. So, Ramash and the children back of Rabbi Ida Sefer in Hilchos Bishul Islam and Zion and Ois Tazayin and also Pinta Nigas Moshe Rechayim Chelav Dav Simenayin Dalad and also in Islam and Beis he's Mechadish a big Chiddish Gadol. He says part in the Bach Yatz Lezboi has the coolers in Beis Sodom and allowed to move in part A, B to C and put it back, but to take some refrigerator and put it in part C, I'm allowed to put on the chaskila, there's no problem. It's not yet Slezbar, what's the problem? You're allowed. I found also the Tzitzah Shulchan and Simenai Nao says it, and also in Shulchan Shlema from Shlema Zalman, Shirichest, and the Sifkon Lam Dalad. They say the same thing also. But of course, if I put on part C, I can't have to wait another hour and say, no one's looking, I'll push it A and B. That you can't, it's a chazara then. Because I had to be there from four Shabbos. But to put there from the refrigerator and put it onto part C and then later move on to part A and B, that's for sure you're not allowed to. That'll be Issur Chazara. That's what Rav Moshe holds. However,
liquid and no liquid,
doesn't make a difference, right? However, the Chazon Ish makes his own chumrah. Chazon Ish says like this. So Chazon Ish says, there's no head to put the Yerush in a mocking yet in that slurs boy. He makes his own zayr, he says. Shema, you might put a mocking, you might make a mistake putting a mocking yet slurs boy. So according to this, he holds you now to put the Yerush, the Vlach, and a plach in mocking yet slurs boy. The Maisa, no one accepts his Chazon Ish. He makes his own zayr, that's why it's not a machoikis. Okay. It's the next one, Zaya. Yeah. So it comes out, according to Moshe, the Mokum on the Blech, which is not yet closed by, has the cooler base on them. You're allowed to take something from the refrigerator and put on part C, or I can move something from part A and B, move to part C, move it back. And also I can take the refrigerator and put on part C. So it comes out that it has the cooler base on them. One more thing. One more halacha. Then I'll take questions. Well, some people, most people have a brick that covers two burners, and two by the brick allows two burners. There's some people that have one big brick that covers the whole shetach of the whole covering of the top of the stove. So, how far does part C go? So, this is not printed in the Gemara, this is much to dapeh. As long as it's not warm anymore, it's cool, it's room temperature, then there's no more part C even. Part C is the limit. It's warm still from the age. But you have a big blech, and if that part is completely cooled off already, then you have, there's no shaykhs to the blech, and then later, if you put eichel there before Shabbos, there'll be also to put it back, or put it out, push it to part a C, you could push it, but the A and B will be also. Okay, yes.
Why isn't there a shot of taking something called putting in a part C that you're going to move and you're going to forget? Since you normally go, told you can go from C to B to A or to anywhere you want to, but you're going to move it. Why shouldn't there be, you need a hacker that you shouldn't put it on there?
What do you mean? I understand. Okay.
If you take something from the fridge, you're allowed to put it on part C.
C, right.
But you might forget. You might think it was a regular part you hit on there and push it to part
C. So you got
to
be careful. You got to be careful. That's a Chazon Ish is chayshish for that. Chazon Ish is chayshish, but the Maisa were not chayshish for that.
When you say part B is Yad Seledes, yeah. Yad Seledes was to bring the food.
No, the Malkum Yad Seledes boy. Yes, I was. Yeah. So it depends on how you keep the flame. The higher you keep the flame, there's more part B. Okay.
The heart of the Chazon Ish is very mistaken.
Huh?
The Chazon Ish is more mistaken because of his reason. Not because he may make a mistake and put it in something which is Yad
Seledes. So be machmer. They don't do it. They be machmer. Yeah.
How do you tell
when
it's ready to move it off?
Huh?
You have to touch
it
on the inside and see if it's
absolutely. You have to touch it. Yeah. Got it. I was paying the shiur on Shabbos, so I touched my blech. I just wanted to see at the end of the blech. It was hot. Even with the whole blech was part B. Huh? It was all B. Yeah.
Okay, so
and that might, at least the way that my wife put on the flame for Shabbos.
The Michael is hot on the outside, but there's still cold ones on the inside that's not ready yet.
What is that?
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah?
Okay. And after a while, the outside ones are Yad Seledes, but the inside ones are not.
Inside what?
Huh?
Inside what?
You have a peckle.
Okay? Yeah, you're right, yeah?
The ones that are. Then they're
nearest to the edge of the pinfall are
hot. That
gets hotter, yeah, right. But the ones in the middle are still cold. You have to still wait until even the ones in the middle are hot.
Right? Negate what? Negate what? You want to warm up on Shabbos? To part A.
You can't, if it's cool, where you took it out from the refrigerator? If you took it out of the refrigerator, you can never move it
right,
to part A or B.
You're moving it up, you know.
You cannot, you can only put on part C and that's it. If you take some refrigerator, you can only put a pot seed of black and not more.
Or of the black, or on top of the
black. On top of pot, yeah. Right. Huh? If it's pot seed, even double lach is also okay. Alright, we'll stop here. She's over.
Is a microwave, if I'm not wrong, is a crock pot, AB.
Okay.